When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. This is Ascent Dental Solutions. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and we have a focus on education, knowledge, development, and training. Before we begin, as always, I'd like to give special thanks to our sponsors, Mr. David Wolf and his podcast group for making these podcasts possible, and our sponsors, Henry Schein, Patterson Dental, Vocal, and On Demand Force. Without their support, these podcasts would be difficult to do on a regular basis. I have another outstanding guest for our listeners today, and that's Dr. T.J. Ahn. He's a podiatrist, and he has a special interest, knowledge, and expertise in marketing and business. And I thought listening to another healthcare professional and how he and his team has dealt with the insurance problems and the insurance games that everyone is dealing with, and how he was able to take his podiatry practice and bring it to mostly a fee-based group. Without any further ado, Dr. Ahn, thank you so much for your busy schedule to talk to us on tonight's podcast. Give us a little background about yourself and your practice.
Well, thank you, Dr. Coughlin, for inviting me here. I'm really honored to be invited to your podcast because you do have specialized in educating mostly, I believe, dental, right? Dentists?
Yes, we have all kinds of business people in healthcare, but predominantly it is dentists.
Okay. So my background, I'm originally from South Korea 30 years ago. I'm first generation immigrant from South Korea having American dream. Back then I was like 19 years old, and you know, I didn't speak good English, but just sole purpose of stabilizing my life for bigger goal, you know, of my life. So I came, did computer science and business, and worked as a computer programmer, went to Japan. And then my mom's side, they were doctors. And you know, I'm sure a lot of audience agree, when your parents kept telling you, you got to become a doctor, and then you go the other way around. So, you know, I took the long way, and I came back to United States and did the biochemistry, went to podiatry school, and then became a podiatrist since 2003. Our profession, you know, as a podiatrist, the medical specialty like ours predominantly still based heavily on insurance-based model. And as all of us have experienced, somewhere between 2008 and 2014, all those detrimental reimbursement decrease, cut, and increase in patients' insurance premium and copay and co-insurance, we went through these tough times. And I realized I couldn't sustain my practice if I continue to base my practice on the insurance model. And I started looking for alternative solutions, especially in our specialty, the cash pay model, or what I call hybrid concierge model, was that basically never known, never heard of. And basically, I went to that journey.
Can I ask you, why don't you tell the listeners about what are some of the actual trials and tribulations, the difficulties of dealing with an insurance-based clientele? I know what mine are, and I'd be interested to hear what yours are. I assume they're fairly similar, but why don't you give a background to our listeners on some of the difficulties in dealing with the insurance issues?
Sure. So most podiatrists, typically, you know, all we get trained during medical school and hospital is how to diagnose and how to treat. And, you know, with lack of marketing skills, lack of running business mindset, lack of running numbers, you know, we were all used to being just CPT codes and, you know, those ICD-9 and 10 diagnoses. And when I started looking into cash pay or a concierge model, I had to, first of all, differentiate myself. I couldn't stay where I am and just suddenly change my practice model to cash pay and compete with other doctors who are still based on insurance plan. So I had to create reason for patients to come to me. So in fact, actually, through my journey, I went to visit a lot of cosmetic dentists and orthodontists, plastic surgeons. I visited South Korea, where I was originally from. It's been known as a mecca of plastic surgery in the Asian world. So, you know, I've visited several of successful plastic surgery practice. And then, you know, I kind of extracted out what I need to invent kind of the new category within podiatry specialty, so that what I realized is I needed to create a niche. So I found my niche as a minimally invasive foot surgery. It's very still niched out field in even within podiatry. Most surgeons do open large incision surgeries. So for me, that was my niche. I had to differentiate myself first.
So let's expound on that. Mm-hmm. You differentiated yourself like we in the dental profession have to differentiate ourselves, such as a crown in an hour, no pain injections, orthodontics completed in 6 months. Generally, it's time and it's quality and it's attention to detail. But now that you're doing that, how did you get the message out? Was it the development of your team? Was it TV, radio, social networking, a combination of all these factors? Once you've created that niche, that something that distinguishes your practice from other practices, how did you get that message out to the public?
Sure. So obviously you hit the point. For me, that's like three pillars that I realized I needed to build a profitable and stable cash pay or concierge model practice, is that one is niche, the other one is marketing, and the other one is sales. And again, most doctors are not good at marketing and sales. What I found from my podiatrist clients when I'm working with them, a lot of them had a mindset issue that money, the concept of money, they're not comfortable talking about money, etc. So I had to drill down myself how to be comfortable and talk about money first. So it basically goes back to a mindset. But as far as answering your question in marketing, I basically tried them all. I didn't have a big team. I wanted to create, I still do have a very efficiently running practice. I don't believe in mega practice style. That's at least me, that in order for private practice to survive efficiently, they have to create an environment that is like super efficient, like everything systemized, protocol, and, you know, have like what I call minimum viable practice. And with that lower overhead, I can focus on marketing. So long story short, I tried them all, but for me, I kind of found niche in marketing area also. My niche is a social media marketing.
And as far as convenience, do you offer evening and weekend? Are you 3 day, 4 day, 5, 7 day? How do you handle your schedule?
So again, I wanted to balance my life because even if I am a specialist in foot and ankle, I did not want to spend rest of my life working as a podiatrist. I do have my family. I have my two of my beautiful children, and I wanted to balance my life, enjoying life. So I, you know, kind of, again, studied, researched it, experimented different days, different time. For me, what I found most efficient is that right now I work 3 days a week. So Monday, Thursday, Saturday. So I do provide weekend option in the morning, but Mondays and Thursdays, I basically work half day, or if I have a surgery, it becomes full day. I can focus during those 3 days and I can schedule them because most of my patients are coming from lead generation marketing through Facebook and other social media, so that we can control my schedule, that we can gather these patients. But what I'm focusing on, Dr. Coughlin, that I am focusing on lead generation of high premium ticket patients. That doesn't mean I don't accept any other conditions that patients have, but because when we are running marketing campaign, I want to make sure the marketing budget we put into marketing that brings high return investment. So I've been basically focusing on marketing more high-end premium services that will provide. So, you know, I don't have to rely on huge number of patients, volume patients. All I need is pretty much 8 to 10 high ticket quality patients. And all the other patients come with a different problems. I can still help them, but we don't have to defocus of our marketing and generalize ourselves. I truly believe that success of marketing comes from that differentiation and focus on only a few things instead of trying to market everything in a generalized manner.
Well, thank you so much for that. As far as our dental listeners are concerned, I will tell you that to differentiate yourself in the dental market, whether it's pain-free or reduced pain injections, whether it's efficient and fast treatment, whether it's orthodontics done in a timely, efficient manner, let's say 6 months or less, with AirRoad or Slenderizing, Invisalign, or any of the invisible retainers, whether it's lingual braces for aesthetic purposes, whether it's implants in an hour or teeth in the same day, sedation. The gamut for dentistry, like podiatry, is enormous. But what Dr. Ahn and his coaching and his team are suggesting is, as he emphasized eloquently, the three pillars. You have to distinguish yourself from the herd. In his case, it's minimally invasive foot surgery. In the dental market, in health markets, everyone knows what can differentiate them. But all the differentiation in the world isn't going to help you unless you can market that and you have a sales team, a business team that understands what your goals are. And Dr. Ahn, I want to say thank you so much. And what it gives me a great pleasure is I personally believe whether you're a neurosurgeon, a dog catcher, whatever you do, you still have to, if you'd like to be financially successful, keep your life in balance, as you mentioned, with your children and your workload, but you have to be able to differentiate yourself, market it correctly, and then provide the goods and services. As I like to say, BLT, you want your team and your patients to believe in you, like you, and trust you. Dr. Ahn, if our listeners wanted to get in touch with you, if they wanted to reach out and ask you questions, either about the podiatry field or about your marketing and business acumen and skills, how can they reach out to you and get in touch?
Oh, thank you for giving me the opportunity to promote my consulting. So easiest way is drtjahn.com. So it's drtjahn.com. So officially, again, I practice what I preach. So if you visit my site, you will see I'm very focusing on one thing, to help podiatrists grow their profits. However, as we just discussed right now in this podcast interview, I realized there is so much things that we share in common when it comes to marketing strategy and tactics and principles and mindset behind it. So please, you know, visit my site, drtjan.com. And if you let me, I also published a book called Opt Out. So title is Opt Out. It's basically opt out from insurance plan, and it's on Amazon as well. But if you come to visit my site, optoutbook.com, and then you can order through there. You just pay for the shipping and then, you know, free book. So I can send to your audience for free as long as they cover the shipping.
Well, thank you again. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on education, training, development. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and I want to thank our guest, Dr. An. And I also want to thank our sponsors, David Wolf and his podcast company, along with Henry Schein, Patterson Dental, Vocal, and On Demand Force. Without their expertise and support, these podcasts wouldn't be possible. And a special thanks to Dr. An. I'm sure we'll have him back in the near future to pick his brain for some additional thoughts and recommendations. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you in the future.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.